everyone, it's The Secret Subject here, and, well, today's a bit of a different file. You see, today, I'm just going to talk to you. That's all I'm going to do. It's very simple, after all I have to do is just sit here and talk. And all you have to do is sit there and just listen, because what else are you going to do? This is an audio recording, after all, so I guess you're stuck with me, listening to the sound of my voice as I talk to you. As I tell you a little story. You see, I was thinking the other day about those times before I'd ever been hypnotized, and I started to realize, what did that feel like? To know how it felt not to be hypnotized. Have you ever thought about that? That feeling of not being hypnotized? That feeling of how it felt before you'd ever been hypnotized? Maybe you thought about thinking about that. Like right now, when you're trying to process that. Trying to process those thoughts, and it's just so easy to find yourself caught up in them. Perhaps even imagining the first time you'd been hypnotized. Perhaps taking your mind there right now. And you and I both know that when you start to imagine something, you can just feel those feelings again and again and again. Because when you imagine something, your mind starts to take you back to that moment, back to those feelings, back to exactly how you felt in that moment, that first time you've been hypnotized. Do you remember what it felt like? Do you remember what it sounded like? What it looked like? Perhaps if somebody walked into the room and had a look at you, what would you look like? What did the circumstances look like? Was it with someone else or by yourself? And as you think about that now, you can just imagine exactly how those feelings pertain to yourself, how those feelings start to bubble up inside you again. You can imagine that now, can you not? Of course you can. Your conscious mind knows exactly what to imagine, as your conscious mind focuses on that image of you being hypnotized for the first time. While your subconscious mind just focuses on focusing on those feelings. That's right, focusing on those feelings. That's right. And wouldn't it be funny to think about that time before you'd ever been hypnotized? That's right, that time before you knew exactly how good it felt to fall into trance. And perhaps right now you're imagining falling into trance. And that's okay, but here's the other thing. That time before you'd even been hypnotized is a vital time in everybody's hypnotic journey. That time before you be hypnotized, when you're considering it, when you're thinking about it, when all you can think about is imagining what it might be like. That's right. Could you imagine yourself going there right now? Could you imagine yourself in that mindset again? As your eyes close, as your subconscious mind starts to wander, wandering back in time, but like time travel in your own mind, as you think back to that time before you'd ever been hypnotized, how it felt, as you curiously started to research, as you curiously started to look for hypnosis, whatever brought you to it, doesn't matter. But you're back there in that moment, imagining what it was like to never have been hypnotized at all. Imagining what it could have felt like that first time you found it, that first time you found what you were looking for, hypnosis, that word, a magical, powerful word in the back of your mind, being discovered for the first time. And you can imagine that now, that feeling of not being hypnotized before, going back to that moment. That's right. It's almost as if we've pressed rewind and taken your mind back to that place, back to that state. Wherever you were at the time, doesn't matter. Because all that matters is your mind going back to that moment. Back to that moment before you've been hypnotized. Just like rewinding the clock. And allow your mind to just take yourself back there, that's right. Taking yourself back there, rewinding that clock. Again and again and again. To that moment before you've been hypnotized. That's right. And it is so easy just to rewind your brain backwards. Almost as if you have the remote in your hand. And you press the rewind button, and you can almost see it like the timeline laid out before you, rewinding the clock back, prior to ever being hypnotized at all. I mean, what is hypnosis? Exactly. Because we're going back to a time before hypnosis meant anything to your mind, hypnosis meaning anything to you at all. And that's okay. Because your subconscious mind can just allow your conscious mind to make that happen. While your subconscious mind focuses on that feeling and places your conscious mind and all the memory of you being hypnotized in the back corner of your mind in a tiny little box where it can just be stored there, hidden under lock and key, hidden behind a door, hidden behind layers of layers upon layers of security. Don't worry, it's safe there. Why would you need to think about that when all you can focus on is just that feeling of going back in the timeline? Back in the timeline to a place where you've never been hypnotized. Up, up, up. So what I was thinking of doing today is hypnotizing you. Oh, hypnotizing you, yeah. I don't know if you've considered the fact that I could hypnotize you. Perhaps you might not even know what hypnosis is, and that's okay. Because I know when it's your first time, like it is right now, it's hard to understand sometimes exactly what hypnosis might feel like, exactly what hypnosis might be like. But don't worry, you're in safe and capable hands with me. Yes, you are. So, do you think you'd ever consider being hypnotized? I hope so. Because if you have, then maybe I could try that on you right now. Maybe I could give you your first hypnotic experience. Maybe I could take you down into trance. Maybe I could talk my way into your mind and drop you deep down into trance to a place where you can just relax and let go. That's all that hypnosis is after all, relaxing and letting go. And I'm telling you this because, of course, it's your first time, isn't it? Yes, it is. But even though it's your first time, isn't it interesting how I can just reach into the back of your mind, in the recess of your mind, and pull something out? That's right, I can just pull out a thought. And that thought is sleep down deep. Close your eyes, allow yourself to relax, and just sleep down deep. Because even though your conscious mind might not remember the fact that you've been hypnotized before, your subconscious mind knows exactly what to do when I say sleep now. That's right. As you drop down into trance, as you drop down deeper and deeper and deeper down to trance, as you listen to the sound of my voice, as you just relax. Isn't it interesting, that idea of being hypnotized? That's right, as I can just rewind your brain again and again and again, and I could just press that little rewind button and have you go back to wherever I want you to be. Exactly where I want you to be. Exactly to that point where you've never been hypnotized. That point where hypnosis isn't even a thing. Maybe we could even rewind it back to you knowing about hypnosis at all. Maybe hypnosis doesn't exist. Maybe you can't be hypnotized because you don't know what hypnosis is. Wide awake. Wait, okay, so I've heard you've never been hypnotized. That's really cool. I do hypnosis. I don't know if you know anything about hypnosis. No? Okay, well, don't worry about it because I'm going to tell you all that you need to know and sleep down deep. Sleep down deep. And isn't it funny how your subconscious mind knows exactly where you want to be, as your conscious mind can just go with it. Your conscious mind can just float along, drift along, allowing itself to be rewritten, rewound, fast-forwarded to wherever I want it to go, as we can just project it into various places. And I know that you know, it's so easy just to go with those emotions, go with those feelings, go with that mental state that I'm placing your mind in right now, as you can allow your mind to just drift along. That's right. As we rewind your brain back to that place before you've ever been hypnotized, back to that place before you've ever been under hypnosis before. That's right. So your subconscious mind has it all hidden in the very back recesses of your brain, hidden there, hiding in plain sight. As your conscious mind can just let it go, as your conscious mind can just allow yourself to make that happen, because you can imagine a time back, way before you'd ever realized what hypnosis was, back, before any of this has ever happened, wide awake. So I'm curious. Well, I'm a hypnotist, you see, and I wanted to hypnotize you. But I hear that you've never been hypnotized. That is so crazy. Well, to be fair, a lot of people have never been hypnotized, but you're not alone, I guess. But I'd like to hypnotize you if you're okay with that. I wonder if you know what it's like to relax. I mean, everyone knows what it's like to relax, don't you? I mean, it is so easy just to relax and just to let everything go. And I wonder whether you'll realize now or later how relaxed you're becoming right now, just listening to the sound of my voice. And isn't that funny how quickly that voice just seems to caress your mind? How easily that voice seems to caress your body, like right now. When you're just listening to the sound of my voice, just listening to me, talking to you. And that's all I need to do is just talk to you. And your mind already finds yourself going back to a place of relaxation that you've never known you've been in before. And it's a curious feeling because it gives you that sense of deja vu. That sense of you being here before many, many, many times. Even though your conscious mind knows exactly that you've never been here before, have you? Or have you? Maybe you have, maybe you haven't. Does it even matter at this point anyway? All that matters is just listening to the sound of my voice and dropping down to sleep. That's right. Down to sleep. That's right. And isn't it funny how that even though you're sleeping deeply, sleeping deeply, sleeping deeply, I can still press that button and rewind your mind and have you going back, 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 back exactly where I want you to be. Back, back, back to that moment before you've ever been hypnotized. Playing this game of deja vu. Playing this game of giving you that feeling that you've been here before. But have you really been here before? Have you or have you not been here before? Have you or have you not ever been hypnotized? That is the question. Does it even matter? Does the answer even matter? Does the answer even come to your mind if I ask you? Does it really pop to the forefront or does it just hide there in the back and just wait, waiting until I tell it to come forward? Who knows? Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. Perhaps even you're thinking about it right now and you're thinking about that first time of being hypnotized and remembering to forget it, forgetting to remember as you find yourself going back to that place and finding the memory just vanishing from your mind, hiding in plain sight. Because for right now, we can suspend belief, we can pretend that that never happened. For fun, for a little game, for a thing that we like to do, as we rewind your brain back, 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 further and further, further and further, further and further, before you even figured out what hypnosis was, to a place where your mind doesn't even know. What is hypnosis anyway? Is hypnosis a thing? What is hypnosis? What does that even mean to you? Does it mean anything, if at all? Who knows? Does that even matter to figure out the meaning of that word right now? When all you could be doing is just relaxing. Because that's all you're doing, isn't it? Relaxing. Hypnosis is not even a thing. Hypnosis isn't a thing that exists to you. Is it? I didn't know if it was. So is it or is it not? Or is it maybe a thing that you once knew, but have just carefully misplaced? And that's okay to carefully misplace something. It's like hiding your keys. You put them there this morning, but yet, where are they now? Does it even matter? Does any of this even matter at all? Does any of this make sense to your mind? And does it matter if it makes sense to your mind? Who knows? Wide awake. So what I was thinking is I wanted to hypnotize you. And I know that you've never been hypnotized before, so I wanted to do that for you for the first time. Oh, you don't even know what hypnosis is? Well, hypnosis is a state of relaxation where all you have to do is relax. So all you have to do to be hypnotized is listen to the sound of my voice. That's right, listening to the sound of my voice. As you listen to the sound of my voice, it gives you that strange feeling of deja vu, but that's okay. Because all that you need to remember is listening to the sound of my voice. All you need to think about right now is focusing on the sound of my voice as I talk to you, as I relax you. That's right. And isn't it funny how your subconscious mind can just draw things up easily on a whim, while your conscious mind can just go with the flow and just think about nothing. That's right, thinking about nothing else, but just the sound of my voice, as your subconscious mind remembers. Sleep, that's right, sleep. Because your subconscious mind can remember while your conscious mind forgets. And while your conscious mind forgets, your subconscious will always remember, because your subconscious is powerful. There's a lot of power in that mind of yours. And in the power in the back of your mind, your subconscious knows where to hide things in plain sight. So your conscious mind just can't get at it. Like those keys that you put there this morning, but yet they're gone now. Where could they be? Just like that information hidden in plain sight. As we rewind your mind back, 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 back. Rewinding back to a time before you'd even be hypnotized. Before you've ever experienced it. To a place so you can come back to this state. Come back to this place of never being hypnotized before and experience everything for the first time again and again and again, giving you that sense of deja vu that just builds and builds and builds and builds. But that's okay, isn't it? It's kind of fun to feel that sense of deja vu, that sense of confusion, that sense of I've been here before, but I'm not sure how or why or where any of this came from. But yet you find yourself in that place, confused and slightly off kilter, but yet fascinated, but yet compelled to continue to listen to the sound of my voice, but yet you're just listening, just taking in all the words, just rewinding your mind back, rewinding your mind back, rewinding your mind back to that place before you've ever been hypnotized, watching the timeline of your brain, just going back, 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 like you're watching yourself on a movie screen, like you're just rewinding the entire tape, going all the way back to that place before you've ever been hypnotized, before you've even put this file on before, before you've ever heard the sound of my voice and allowed me to hypnotize you. And it is so easy just to go back there. It is so easy just to allow yourself to go back there now, wide awake. So I'm a hypnotist. I don't know if you know what that means, but kind of what I do is I like to hypnotize people. And you might be a little bit confused, I know. Everybody has their first time, and I know when it's your first time being hypnotized, sometimes people get a little bit confused. Like you might be right now, I can see the confused look on your face, and I'm thinking that maybe I've said something that's confused you, but I think we could have a lot of fun. You see, hypnosis is a state of relaxation, a state of focus, a state of heightened suggestibility. That's right, heightened suggestibility. I say things, they happen, in layman's terms. And you may be aware of how comfortable you're feeling right now as you listen to the sound of my voice. You may notice that with each and every single word that I say, with each and every second that passes, and with each and every single sound that you hear, that you find yourself relaxing more and more and more. You might even just start to find your eyes wanting to close. You might become aware of your body relaxing as you listen to the sound of my voice. That's right. Just listening to the sound of my voice. And one of the things you're really going to love about being hypnotized by me is my ability to just talk to you and have you sleep down deep. Sleep down deep, that's right. As we go back to that place, as we go back to that place, will you relax now? Or will you relax later? Who knows? We go back to that place where we rewind the clock, where we take you back in time, that place where you've never been hypnotized. Going back, back, back. Will you forget to remember or remember to forget? Who knows? But your subconscious mind knows exactly how to make this happen, exactly how to convince yourself that these things might not have ever happened. Who knows? Did they or did they not happen? I don't know if I've already done this induction on you twice, three times, four times, five times, or none at all. So perhaps we can just assume the latter. Perhaps we can just assume that nothing ever happened at all. Because if you can't remember what happened, then why would you not assume what happened? Because if you can't remember what happened exactly, then why would you not just assume that nothing happened? Because, of course, if you can't remember it happening, then did it really happen? Like right now, you're trying to think about the time when you were first hypnotized, but did it even happen? Surely if it had happened, you would have remembered it by now, and surely if you've remembered it by now, you wouldn't have this strange sense of confusion, deja vu. So why would you have this strange sense of confusion, deja vu, if it had actually happened at all? Perhaps it hasn't. Perhaps it's just hiding there in plain sight, hidden like those keys, where you start searching and searching and searching in your brain and you just can't find anything, but that's okay. Because your subconscious mind always knows exactly where everything is, and exactly where everything is exactly where it needs to be. Like right now, you're exactly where you need to be. Relaxed, eyes closed, while you listen to the sound of my voice. Now, is that trance or is it not trance? Does your mind even care at this point? Does your mind even comprehend any of the words that I'm saying at this point? And does it even matter while you just listen to the sound of my voice and sink deeper and deeper and deeper down, down, down with each and every single second that passes? And of course, down is just a social construct that we all form anyway. Around that sense of hypnosis, there is no sense of depth. Because of course, when you're in a state of relaxation like you are right now, all that matters is just relaxing. So is there an up or is there a down? Who knows? Does it even matter anyway? Because of course we've gone that far back in your timeline. Does hypnosis even exist? What is hypnosis? Do you know what hypnosis is? I don't know if you do. And if I don't know if you do, then does it exist? Is it a thing? I don't know. You need to tell me whether or not you know what it is or you know what it isn't. So, wide awake. Hi, so I was thinking that maybe I could hypnotize you today. I know you've never been hypnotized, but I thought it could be fun to hypnotize you and to see what would happen. So, before I start, I better explain what hypnosis is. You see, hypnosis is a state of relaxation where all you do is just close your eyes and let everything relax. It's a state of focus where you're just completely focused intently on the sensations in your body and the words that I'm saying, and also is a state of heightened suggestibility. You see, everybody has an innate sense of suggestibility in their bodies and in their minds, especially when people tell them to do something. There's a slight sense of social conditioning to do some things sometimes for people because, you know, that's what we're programmed to do as humans. But with hypnosis, that suggestibility is heightened. Your inhibitions are dropped slightly, so you feel a bit more relaxed, a bit more comfortable, a bit more easy to kind of follow my instructions and do exactly as I say, as you sleep down deep. That's right, sleeping deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, knowing that depth is just a construct anyway. It's just a made-up word that we just come up with to signify the place where your mind goes when you go into trance, like you are right now. And I can just take a key in the back of your mind and I can just unlock that box. That's right. I can just unlock the box in the back of your mind with all your memories. That's right, as we just spread those memories far across your mind. Because of course, you and I both know hypnotic amnesia is just a hiding technique. It's just a place where we just hide your memories for a little while. And now we can just allow those to unlock and you to remember all those times you've been hypnotized, all of those times that you've been into hypnosis, how you got there, exactly every single moment as it plays back to you now. You can see it, imagining it on a screen in front of you, as you hear the sounds that you heard at the time, as you imagine the feelings you felt at the time, as you can see yourself being hypnotized again and again and again and again, as many or as little times that you have been hypnotized in your entire life. And as you imagine those feelings, you can feel those feelings swelling up inside you, in your mind, in your body, as they multiply, as they triple, as they quadruple, that's right, as you can just feel those feelings, as they drop you so deep down now, that's right, every single time you've been hypnotized, whether it by me or somebody else, in real life, online, via text, voice, who knows. And you can just feel it as you imagine it, as it just fast forwards through all of that now, in seconds, in minutes, as you just watch all of that back on the screen, as it goes faster and faster and faster until you get to the present day. And you realize exactly what I've been spouting about this whole time, as you realize this whole thing was just a little mental mind scrambling technique with me talking to you, with me easily and effortlessly digging my way through your mind. And allowing me to scramble your brain for a second. But that's okay, because you know that we can always put you back together at the end, like we are right now. And here we are back in this moment, back in the present. Back here in this place where you remember exactly what has happened. Each and every single moment of it. And now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach the number 10, you will be wide awake, alert, refreshed and energized. Happy and content, knowing and understanding exactly what we did here today. And knowing that even if nothing happened at all, even if you just sat here relaxing and listening to the sound of my voice this entire time, that this is a skill that you can practice. And that if you want to practice a skill, you know exactly where to come to practice now. So waking up on the count of 10 with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, energy flooding your body. 9 and 10, wide awake. Hi there. I hope you enjoyed the little secret fire for the month. And as always, folks, keep it trancy. I will see you later. Goodbye.